head full of sense and a heart full of sin is a menace to society. You can have a PhD, but without G-O-D, you're just a smart devil. Our world is in danger of being destroyed, not by uneducated ignorance, but by unsanctified intelligence. That's intelligence that has not been baptized in the grace of God. You, those of us who play golf, we'll know that the name, we'll know the name Bobby Jones immediately. Bobby Jones was an extraordinary golfer. He won 4 major championships in his 20s. He was 20 years old. He won 4 major championships. And before he returned, he retired in 28. At 28 years old. This is known as a grand slam for those who play golf. And Bobby Jones did that in 1 year. He won 13 major championships before he retired at age 28. But as extraordinary as Bobby Jones was as a golfer, he was more extraordinary, watch this, as a human being, as a man, as a person. Because what happened in the 1925 U.S. Open Championship set Bobby Jones apart from any and every other golfer since his day. He lost the U.S. Championship in 1925 by one stroke. Bobby Jones, who had won 4 major championships in 1 year and 13 majors before he retired at 28, and the last championship that he played in, the U.S. Open, he lost that championship by one stroke. And the reason he lost that championship was because he moved his ball with his golf club. And dude, nobody saw him. No player saw it. No judge saw it. No spectator saw what he did. He moved the ball, but he knew it. And so he penalized himself one stroke. And he lost the U.S. championship by one stroke by touching his ball that nobody saw. And after losing the championship, they asked him, Bobby, what happened? And Bobby Jones said, it's not about golf. It was about integrity. He said, I have to live with myself. I have to be able to look myself in the mirror, straight in the eyes. I don't want to put nothing on the closet shelf that's a secret about myself. And fooling myself into thinking that no one else will know that kind of person I really am. I'm not like that. I don't want to dress myself up in shame, because it's not about golf. It's not about the money. It's not about success. It's not about being in charge. It's not about fame and fortune. It's about integrity. The story in the text is about David and his men hiding in a cave in En-Gedi. And Saul, who is insanely jealous of David because the woman had started singing a new song. Yeah. They say Saul has slain thousands, but David 10,000. And Saul's rage had made him almost insane. He hated David with such a furious hatred that he chose the chosen men of Israel along with himself to hunt David down on the rocks of the wild goats. But unbeknownst to Saul, David and his warriors were hiding in that cave. And while they are in the back of the cave hiding, Saul is searching for David and has not yet found him. Saul goes into the same cave Now that word covered his feet. Saul is in the cave using the bathroom. Saul is in the cave relieving himself. And while he is stooping and covering his feet, David's men said to him, "This is your chance." You got a shotgun now. This is your chance. You're supposed to be Israel's king, David. Go out now and stab him in the back. And kill him, and you can take the throne. And David goes up to Saul. And Saul does not hear or see him. But David knows that Saul is God's anointed. And rather than kill him, he cut the corner of Saul's robe. And when Saul gets through relieving himself, he goes out and David holds up the corner of his robe and says to Saul, "I could have taken your life, but you are God's anointed." But in the meantime, David's heart is still broken. Hear me, Beulah. An opportunity is not an opportunity if you have to compromise integrity. I wish I had some help in this. We want success, but we want it without sacrifice. And a word of advice to everybody sitting in here this morning: if things don't come the way you want them to come, you should never ever cut corners. Because success will not be shortchanged. Don't talk back to me if you can. Beulah, you have to pay the price for success. And that price will never go on sale either. Y'all made it here this morning. There is never a basement bargain for success. You can't succeed. That you can't get success out of going out of business sale. You can't get success out of somebody else's expense. You got to pay the price. You got to do the hard work it takes to be successful. This is not going to be a long drawn out sermon. I hope I'm going to give you a few things to encourage you. I'm going to move on. If you're going to be all that God wants you to be, don't cut corners. Because there's no shortcuts to success. You can't go around what God has prescribed for your life. Because to do it any other way will not only shortchange you, but it will also be less than what God expects from you to do. If you're going to do it any other way, do it the way God wants it to be done. If you're not going to cut corners, the first thing you need to do, watch this, you got to overcome pressures from other people. You got to ignore other people. Listen, the pressure of some of us are so great until those who have great ideas for the kingdom are being discouraged in order to reduce the pressure on those who take their responsibility to another level. So they conclude, let's just keep it the way it is. But can I tell you, God is not pleased with that kind of sacrifice. I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of email. There are no shortcuts, I tell you, in kingdom building. John 9:4 tells us, you got to work while it's day. We must do the work of him who sent us. Because night is coming when no man can run. There are no shortcuts to do these things, Bueller. I've told constantly that this church will never be or never move to another level. That's what they say. Because there are some folks who are trying to keep it the way it is. Well, let me say this. Everything changes. You used to run, but you barely can walk now. You used to see way down the road, but you got to wear some glasses. You once was young, but now you're old. Everything has got to change, including you. Well, get over yourself. And you need to get off of Facebook. Put your face in the book. Because spiritual entry. So when Satan comes up against you, you can say like the book says, it is written. You got to have spiritual integrity, because things don't come at you, especially when you're trying to do the right thing. But when you come at you, you just say like it is written, that no weapons fall against you. Stop worrying about what others think. You just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your understanding. But in all your ways, you acknowledge who He is, and He will take direction. If you want to learn how not to cut corners, you got to overcome the pressures of other people. Not only do you have to overcome the pressures of other people, the second thing you got to do, you got to work hard. Because only what you do for Christ is going to matter.